WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Ever feel like life's just throwing curveballs your way? Like you're constantly battling against this invisible force of chaos? You know that feeling when everything seems stacked against you, and your inner monologue is basically a highlight reel of all your past failures? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. We have more power than we realize. We can actually build resilience, that mental muscle that helps us bounce back from setbacks stronger than ever. And guess what plays a huge role in this? You got it, positive thinking. It's not about wearing rose-colored glasses and pretending everything's perfect, because let's be real, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. Positive thinking is more about choosing to focus on the good, learning from the bad, and finding those silver linings even in the stormiest clouds. So, how do we actually build this mental fortress of positivity? Let's break it down. First off, acknowledge your thoughts. Don't just brush them aside or try to ignore them. Take a moment to actually observe what's going on in that inner dialogue. Is it full of negativity and self-doubt? Is it spiraling into a pit of what-ifs and worst-case scenarios? Once you become aware of those patterns, you can start to challenge them. Second, reframe your perspective. Think about those challenges you're facing. Instead of seeing them as insurmountable obstacles, try viewing them as opportunities for growth. Think about the lessons you can learn from setbacks, the skills you can develop through overcoming adversity. Third, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a delicious cup of coffee can shift your entire mindset. Focus on what you have, not what you lack. Fourth, surround yourself with positive people. You know that saying, misery loves company? Well, it's true. If you constantly hang out with negative energy vampires who drain your spirit, it's going to be tough to cultivate positivity. Seek out people who lift you up, inspire you, and encourage you to be your best self. And finally, celebrate your wins big and small. Did you nail that presentation at work? Did you finally finish that book you've been meaning to read? Give yourself a pat on the back. Recognizing your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant, builds confidence and reinforces positive momentum. Speaking of real-world examples, picture this. You're preparing for a big job interview. Your palms are sweating, your stomach is doing flips, and you can't shake off that nagging feeling that you're not good enough. Sound familiar? It's easy to get caught up in the fear and doubt at that moment. But imagine instead of dwelling on those negative thoughts, you start practicing gratitude for the opportunity to even be considered for this role. You remind yourself of your skills and experiences, focusing on how you can contribute to the company. And then, during the interview, you channel that positive energy into a confident and engaging conversation. See? Just by shifting your mindset, you've already turned the tables. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to build resilience through positive thinking. Acknowledge your thoughts, reframe your perspective, practice gratitude, surround yourself with positivity, and celebrate your wins. It's not about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about choosing how we respond to it. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, twists and turns. But by cultivating this mental strength through positive thinking, you can navigate those challenges with grace and emerge stronger on the other side. I want to hear from you. What are some ways you incorporate positive thinking into your daily life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to the Stoic Life podcast for more practical tips and insights to help you live a happier, more fulfilling life. Until next time, keep that head high and that chin up. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.